It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and while the Tibbetts itself is getting all geared up, ready for the big auction coming up November 7th, and actually beginning the week before then, there are some other things happening in the arts front here in the Branch County as well, as Arts Alive has their big fundraiser, too, called A Chair Affair coming up this fall. In the studio, Stephanie Burdick, who's been working hard on the auction part, too, but you're also a member of the Arts Alive board. Give people kind of just a quick overview. What is Arts Alive, the organization itself?
So Arts Alive is a division of Tibbetts, and we are responsible for doing the gallery shows in the lower level of the theater. We have done the art walk in the past, so if you've come out for that, then that's all put together by Arts Alive, and so now is the time that we have to refill those coffers a little bit after doing Art Walk, and so we have this fundraiser. This is our annual fundraiser. We just started it last year. We can't do the holiday event this year, so this is in lieu of that, and it's called A Chair Affair, and it's going to be a really fun fundraiser as well as a art gallery installment.
Okay, so what is A Chair Affair?
So we typically do gallery shows throughout the year, and so this one will be a gallery show that features chairs that have been repurposed or reinvented. If somebody wants to do an entry bench, or if they want to recycle it into a ladder or a wine rack or something like that, anything goes, really. You can either take a chair and turn it into something, or you can take something and turn it into a chair. So it's really up to you and whatever your creative heart desires.
Okay, now you guys will be judging these as well, right?
So it's actually going to be a people's choice kind of voting thing. That's just the same way that we do with our gallery shows right now. So people can come in and vote on their favorites. And in this case, it's actually going to be the amount of bids. So the highest bids will actually be the winners of that show. And so they'll get some cash prizes for that.
Okay, very cool. So now when does this kick off, and when do people need to have their entries in?
So entries are due by November 20th, and we're asking that people will drop those off at the theater. Since the theater isn't currently open 9 to 5 like the admin office is, if they're on their way in, they just want to give us a quick call at the office, 278-6029, then I'll run over and open it up and collect the entry fee. There is a $10 entry fee for the chair, and like I said, then you can get an opportunity to win cash prizes. And then what we're going to do is put them online, and depending on how the online platform works with our Tibbetts auction, we're not quite sure right now if that's going to be the platform that we're using for the actual bidding of the chairs once it comes to that point in December, or if we're going to put them on Facebook and do it that way. So that's kind of in the back of our minds right now, but we have a little time for that.
Yeah. Well, and this is happening during holiday time, but people don't have to do a holiday theme on the chairs. They could do anything, right?
They could do any theme. Last year, we had a Mickey Mouse themed chair that was really cool. We had a floral inspired chair from A Tilted Tulip that was really neat. So you could do something that goes in your garden if you're really into that whole holiday thing. I mean, I know usually now is the time for craft shows. Yeah. So people go looking for fall items, looking for Christmas items. So somebody could do it along one of those themes, or a lot of times sports themes are actually really popular, so yay, go State.
Well, and then from that, then obviously they make great gifts for whoever's bidding on them too.
Right, and the great thing about this is that the auction will be done by the middle of December, so the pickup will happen at the Opera House prior to December 18th, so you have time to do your Christmas shopping and pick it up before it's time for you to start going to your family party.
Very cool. 278-6029 is the number at the office. If you want more information, you can hold Stephanie there. Is the information available online, too?
It is. Yep, it's already on our website, tibbetts.org.
Okay. Find out more about that and get creative. Get creative. People, you know, a lot of people have extra time right now.
That's true.
Right? If you're home part of the... It actually would be kind of a cool project for kids, too, maybe, when they've got some extra time off at home.
Absolutely. Great art project. Great way to keep them busy and maybe out of your hair for a few hours if you need that.
There you go. Arts Alive's A Chair Affair, part of what's happening this fall with the Tibbetts. Thanks for coming in, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
Stephanie Burdick, who's Tibbetts staff, obviously the operations director, but also she's involved with Arts Alive as well here on our Tibbetts Talk.